Part B.
Thank you, Mr. Foster. Now, I'd like to introduce Dr. Stein and hear her point of view. Welcome, Dr. Stein.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
So, you think daylight saving time has no place in our society, correct?
That is correct. I heard Mr. Foster's views, and I must say I disagree. For example, in no way is DST good for our health. It actually has a harmful effect on our health as it disturbs our natural circadian rhythms.
What is the circadian rhythm?
Well, put plainly, the circadian rhythm is our body clock. Our body has a roughly 24-hour cycle rhythm. A study shows that disturbing it increases a person's risk of a heart attack by 10%.
Wow, that is quite a high percentage.
That's not all. Researchers also found that there is an increase in migraine headaches and workplace accidents and mental health problems. Males tend to commit suicide during DST. Now, just how can that be good for your health?
I see your point. It sounds tragic.
Also, it's hardly good for the economy. Studies show that workers' production is down during DST. They tend to feel sleepy and therefore work less. When these workers get tired, they start to mindlessly surf the net. It also costs the airline industry millions of dollars every year thanks to confused time schedules. In fact, DST costs the U.S. around $450 million annually.
I must break in here. The Chambers of Commerce in many cities approve of DST, citing that it is good for the economy. The ones in states like Florida are pushing for it as they found it helps their tourism industry.
But many parents and teachers' associations are against DST because it forces students to wait for the bus in the early morning in the dark, which is clearly not safe.
But at least they have more daylight in the evening for outdoor activities after school.
If they are good students, they will spend their early evening hours studying or doing homework, which is an indoor activity.
I believe that most students would be more inclined to do different kinds of indoor activities, such as playing video games or looking at their smartphones or mindlessly surfing the net, as you mentioned earlier. Those activities are clearly not as beneficial health-wise.
The research shows that during daylight saving time, it is not safe for school kids to spend their evenings outdoors. Sure, it's light outside, but encouraging them to go outdoors results in an increase in injuries.
I don't think it's necessarily DST's fault.
Let me intervene as we have run out of time. It was a pleasure to hear both of your views on the subject. The future of DST remains to be seen.